Welcome to the Focal Points Podcast. I am your host, Dori Howell, and I am so glad that you are here today. This is a really important episode, I believe. And if you are a photographer that's been on the fence about adding products to your offerings for your clients, you are going to want to listen to this in its entirety. This is going to be a masterclass in how to add products to your product selections for your clients. So let's go ahead and let's get started. Welcome to Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by me, Dori Howell. This is the place to be if you want to ditch the overwhelm in your business and start creating a business that you love. Hi, welcome to Focal Points. I am your host, Dori Howell. I am so glad that you are here today. I am very excited about this episode. This is something that I am so passionate about that I have spent a good amount of the last decade teaching photographers how to do. And I finally thought, you know what? I shouldn't be gatekeeping this information. I should be sharing it on the podcast so more photographers can become successful in the business that they want to have by offering products to their clients. And it's something that so many people think, especially when they're starting out, oh my goodness, how can I do this? This seems so overwhelming to me. I just don't know where to start. And I see that over and over and over again when I'm reading on Facebook forums and that type of thing. And I'm hoping that today's information you will be able to take and apply it to your business without that feeling of overwhelm and dread, but that you can realize that you're doing something great for your clients. Now, the example that I'm going to use for this class is going to be albums. We're going to talk about how to add an album to your product selection for your clients, but you can take any of this information and apply it to any product that you want. If you're just starting out in photography and you're only maybe offering files and you haven't thought about how you want to offer something else, a tangible item like a complete set by Enphoto or one of their beautiful wall portrait options. This is going to be applicable to all products, but I tailored it a little bit towards albums because I think albums, out of everything, I think they're easy to sell. And I think they're easy to sell because you have to have a strategy behind it. So let's go ahead and let's do this. One of the biggest things that we can do to boost our bottom line is to incorporate products into what we offer our clients. That's just a simple fact. And here's some stats behind it. You might hear a lot of photographers say, ugh, everybody just wants files. They only ask about files. Everybody just wants files. Well, they ask about files because that's what they know, because there's not a lot of photographers out there, believe it or not, who are offering beautiful products. But people want products because what they're doing when they hire a photographer is they're taking those files and they're saying, okay, I'm going to head over to Shutterfly and I'm going to have them make an album or I'm going to have them make a wall portrait. And they get a less than appropriate product for the beautiful images that you have provided them. And make no joke about it, Shutterfly is a $3 billion business. Yeah, B. Billion with a B. So what that means is there absolutely is a market out there for printed products when it comes to photography. Shutterfly isn't selling files. They're selling printed products. So why are we giving our clients things to go let Shutterfly make a profit off of? $3 billion, remember? Shouldn't they be spending that money with us? I 100% believe that they should. And this is how you can do it. So first of all, if you are of the mindset that says people don't want products, products are too expensive, I don't know how to do this, this seems very overwhelming for me, I want you, for the sake of this podcast and our time together today, to try and put those thoughts in the back of your mind and just be open-minded to what I'm going to talk about today. Because a lot of whether we decide whether we're going to be successful at something or not is whether we decide we're going to be successful at it or not. That's really just the truth. So I want you to truly believe that this is possible, but I also understand that sometimes when you're leaning into things like being more of sales-focused business, you think, oh, sales are sleazy. I don't want to be like this. I just want to be my client's best friend. Like, they're not going to want this. But here's the deal. Clients are coming to you and they're expecting to pay money for your services. Like, I don't think anybody's coming to us, even though we get messages, I know, thinking that our services are going to be free. So they're coming to us as a service provider, knowing that we're going to charge for our services and the products that we provide. It's not being sleazy or awkward or gross if we actually offer them the products that we sell. It's part of the process. They expect it. But I know that there's a lot of questions when it comes to this. Where do you start? How do you choose what to offer? How do you approach this with your clients? And these questions come up all the time. I get it. But lucky for you, adding products can be effortless and it can be easy, so much easier than what many people think. And I am here to help you with that process. So step one, what are you going to offer? Right? Are you going to offer prints? Are you going to offer wall art? Are you going to offer albums? Are you going to offer photo books? There's so many different things. Instead of looking at it like you have to choose a whole bunch of things to offer if you've never offered products before, start with one thing. Make it easy. So in this example, I'm starting and we're going to talk about offering albums. Keep it simple. Maybe only offer three color choices, and Labs will give you as many choices as you want, but that doesn't mean you have to offer them. Clients don't know the difference, and you need to start curating products for your product line. This is your business. It's just like you go to a store like Walmart, they sell everything by everybody, right? And it's all cheap. Everybody expects it to be cheap. But once you start going to Tiffany and you realize that they have hand-selected the products that they want to offer in their business, the price goes up. The more research you do, the better products that you offer, the less options, believe it or not, the more you can charge. So you don't have to offer a full line of wall art, folio boxes, prints on different paper, albums in every single color. You can, but if that sounds overwhelming to you, start simple with one core item that you love. And if you love your core item, your clients will see it and they will love it too. You won't really need to sell it. You'll just offer it to them. Show them a sample. You need samples. Get those 75% off sample discount at Enphoto. You'll hear some information about that on the show notes page. Talk about that one core product. Let them see why it's so great and why they want it and need it. Okay. So we're going to start with an album. Choose the product you want to offer. I am going to be bold enough to say that you should start with the complete set by Enphoto and order that sample at 75% off. Go to the show notes page to get that discount. That's step one. Done. We got it. Step two, show off your sample and take lots of pictures for sharing. Film a video of you unboxing your sample. Take images from all angles of your sample, maybe with some hands in it, so you can see a video of someone looking through the images. If you are doing it to, if you've ordered a product for a client, show a video of them unboxing it and how much they love it. Get a friend with nice hands. This is key. Not all of us have beautiful model hands. I have my dad's short, stubby hands. But if you have a friend with nice hands, let them record a video of them flipping through the album. Take images and put those on your website and your social media. Create posts from those images, videos, carousels, reels, stories, all of the things so that you have and you're showing off that sample. Schedule those posts over the next month or so that they're not all shown at one time. That's how you promote the album. Put the images and everything on your website so you're ready to go. So, easy peasy so far. Step one, select what you want to offer. Step two, show off your sample after you get it. Step three, price your product. And this is probably where a lot of people are going to check out. And they're going to say, oh, pricing. I don't know how to price anything. It's so hard. I know that this can be daunting. I totally get it. And a lot of times, many photographers, especially when it comes to an album, they're not comfortable charging the high amounts for these printed products that you need to charge. If you're being charged a certain amount by a lab, you need to charge enough to compensate for your design, everything else for that product. That's what retail stores do, believe it or not. That's what Starbucks does. A cup of coffee at Starbucks does not cost Starbucks $4.50. It costs them maybe 10 to 25 cents. And everything above that covers business expenses and profit. People understand how this works and you need to price appropriately. And photography is an expensive business to be in. If you added up all the expenses that you incur, you will see that every session you produce for a client costs you quite a bit, from time, cameras, computers, websites, education, taxes. None of that is cheap. And if you aren't covering that in the prices you charge, your business will never grow. That's just the truth. You have to charge enough. So if you're adding one statement piece to your packages, and if you've never done a full pricing analysis before, which we will talk about the importance of that, but we're doing this the easy way, not the long-term way, we're just getting you started, I suggest you charge 3 to 4 times the cost of that product, specifically to albums and wall art. Not to loose prints. That's a totally different formula we're not going to talk about today. But to just to get started, and I would lean towards 4 times the cost. Now, here's a big, huge disclaimer, because if any other educators are listening to me, I know they're rolling their eyes and they're screaming, no, Dory, don't tell people that. I get it, because I do the exact same thing. Charging based on a multiplier is not a long-term strategy for success for your business. Understand that. This is not a set it and forget it type pricing plan. I'm only suggesting this as a way to easily start offering one item if you've only provided digital files in the past. And I suggest that you only do this multiplier method for the first few clients. And once you get more comfortable with the idea of what you're charging and what you're offering and how to present it to your clients, you'll probably want to add more products. And when you move to more products or you choose to change your business to a complete product-based business, you'll need to do more comprehensive pricing analysis. And that's okay. Just know that that's coming, but I'm trying to make this super easy to get started and take out a lot of that overwhelm. Then once you price your product, add it to your mid-level and highest priced packages, adjust those prices accordingly. Here's the kicker. Be brave and see what happens. People will buy it. Yeah, I'm always amazed when I'm dealing with my one-on-one coaching clients, when I always say, okay, let's look at your pricing. Let's pull it out. Let's look at the pricing. And I see places where it needs to be adjusted. And I'm not the type of coach that is always saying, you need to charge more. You need to charge more. Because that's not always the case. But maybe you need to adjust some things. And I always tell my clients, let's just try this. Let's be brave. And I love, love, love the messages that come back and say, guess what? I got my first inquiry with my new pricing and they booked. I got my first sale with my new pricing and I made more than I've ever had. It happens all the time with my one-on-one coaching clients. And this is the method that we use for this, right? When you're just wanting to do one product at a time. Okay, so I want to go to step 4, but first listen to this from our wonderful host, N Photo. Are you tired of generic photo albums that don't do your beautiful images justice? Look no further than N Photo's range of handcrafted albums made with the finest materials. These albums are a perfect way to showcase your beautiful photos that truly captures how gorgeous they actually are. And the best part is that as a listener of the Focal Points podcast, you can get a 75% discount off your sample album by signing up for an account using the link in our show notes. Visit Focal Points Podcast today. Go to that link, sign up for an account, and start showing off your work in a beautiful, beautiful way. Okay, are you ready for step 4? Easy peasy. Step 4 is the easiest part. Present your product. Show it off. You've already put it on social media. You've already updated your website. You've teased it that way. Now you need to show it to your clients. And you don't want to feel awkward doing it, right? That's just not fun. No one wants to feel awkward in their business. Here's a key though, a little secret. Everybody feels awkward the first few times. So if you're only doing this for their first or second or third time, expect that you will feel a little bit awkward doing something new. You always feel awkward doing something new, but don't let that stop you. Keep going and I promise it will be worth it and it will become more comfortable. So you want to present your product. You want to make sure you show it on your social media, your website, and your pricing guide. You want to talk positively and enthusiastically about your product to your clients. Like I said earlier, if they love it or if you love it, they're going to love it. Show your sample at the session so they can see how beautiful it is. Yes, that means if you're on location, before the session is over, pull it out so they can see and ask questions. I show samples at family sessions out of the trunk of my car all the time. I do not let them leave without seeing, touching, feeling, smelling samples. All right? It's so important because I have found in my experience that when they come in for the selection appointment, most of them, unless they have already been thinking about an album purchase, are not going to do it just off the top of their head. They need to have had some exposure to it ahead of time. During the session, while you're photographing the client, say how gorgeous the images are going to look in that statement product, you know, that album. Oh, this will be a beautiful spread in the album. I'm going to catch the kids doing this, this, and this. You're going to love it. It's going to look so beautiful. I can't wait for you to see it. Start talking about it. Help them visualize themselves on those pages. So what you also want to do is when you're doing a selection appointment, even if you do online galleries, you can do this with online galleries too. Put images of that product in the gallery or in their slideshow when you present their images. Okay. The best way is to be able to do this in person or over Zoom. I use Google Meet when we talk about the album and we show them, I can show them their samples again and they can see everything. I know that's not everybody's workflow, but add those images in to the gallery, show them again, let them see. Trust me. If you show them these things 2, 3, 4 times throughout the process, that's a good thing. It's not overkill. They're not going to remember with just one time. All right. So show them those samples. And then the best step, step 5, is they say yes to it and you want to order it, or they say no to it, which isn't, you might say, well, that doesn't really sound like the best case scenario, Dory. But here's the thing. Offer it. Get used to offering your product. If you've done all the steps that we talked about earlier, you're not going to be actually selling anything. It's simply a matter of asking your client if they want to add it to their order. And then they say yes or no. Kind of like, do you want fries with that? Yes or no. Do you want, you know, the value meal with that? Yes or no. It's not a personal thing. It's not a personal attack on you. If they say no, it's yes or no. You don't have to be pushy. It's not awkward. It doesn't feel uncomfortable. It's a simple question. Yes or no. It's so easy to do it this way if you've done all the prep work ahead of time. If they say yes, great. If they say no, don't take it personally. I know no is never a great word to hear, but don't take it personally. Look at it as a great experience in practicing how you do this and trust that it will have a different result next time. So we get to the point where they've said, yes, we want the album. And then they need to choose the images that go in it. So to make this really easy for my clients, because I don't like saying no to my clients, I want them to have all their images. And I usually do a gallery that's about 40 images that fits inside a well-designed album very easily. I usually ask them, do you want to include all your images in the album? And a lot of times they say, yeah, we want all of them. And we might pull out an image or two. Sometimes with maternity photos, they might, like if they're nudes or that type of thing, they may not want those in an album. They may want to keep those a little bit more private. Like that may not be what you want to hand over to your mother-in-law to look through. So I handle that with some sensitivity as far as the images. But usually I just ask one quick question, say, do you want to include all the images, or there's a few maybe that you want to pull out and use a different way? That makes it really easy. It's a super quick part of the transaction then. And then the next question I ask them, and I make them sign off on this on the order form, I say, do you trust me and my creative eye to design the final album for you? Every single one of my clients says yes to this. I never send out a proofing album for them. I don't mess with it. It's not an option that's available in my studio. They sign off on the fact that they trust my creative eye to create this album for them. Remember, they've seen a sample of my creative eye and how I design albums. We talk about the size of images and how I love to make big images in albums. We've already gone through their gallery, so I know their favorite images that they've ordered prints or wall portraits for. If you don't do that yet, that's okay. But we've talked about the images and you know kind of what are their favorites, what aren't their favorites. So I make it really easy. Do you trust me, my creative eye? They say yes. I say, great. I let them know the timeline of when they will see that album. I design it in Fundy Designer, which is super, super easy. And then I let them know that they're going to receive their album in 4 to 6 weeks. I collect payment in full, always in full, and I'm done. I've sold an album. Super easy. It's nothing that needs to be overly involved. It can be very natural. And trust me, people love it. So we have 5 steps to this. Let's refresh here. We have step 1, you need to select what you want to offer. Step 2, you will need to order a sample and show it off in your social media and your website. Step three, you need to price it when you're first starting out. It's okay to use a multiplier as long as you know that that is not a long-term way to run your business, right? It's just temporary. Step four, you need to present it to your clients. Just offer it to them, show it off, right? Present your product. Then you offer your product. And then guess what? You sell your product. It's so easy to do it this way. Now, if you need a little bit more help with this, go to our show notes page and get the booklet that I've designed just for you that goes through all of these steps with everything that I've mentioned here today. It's super easy, super quick to get, and you'll be able to download this booklet that I have for you. If you want some personalized help and you're thinking, Dori, this sounds really great. I just need some one-on-one help of someone to help me figure this out for my particular business, I am always available for coaching and mentoring. You can get my information again on that show notes page. I hope this episode lets you see that offering products in your business can be easy, it can be fun, and it can be super rewarding for you personally and for the bottom line of your business. Thank you so much for listening to this Focal Points podcast. Thank you to Enphoto for sponsoring it, and we will look forward to next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. This has been Focal Points, an Enphoto podcast hosted by Dori Howell. We hope you've enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.